This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And go find the one that says Quest Worthy on it. It's really good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. You will get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. NFL stuff this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a 3D printer that, well, made a cabinet. We'll check that out. The International is coming. Oh, here we go, Dota 2. And people are freaking out about Lego Pokemon. Uh-oh. Well, that's okay, because at least they're not totally mad about it. But Capcom is mad about something, and they're blaming PlayStation. DualShockers.com did say that the Capcom president said the PlayStation 5 price of Monster Hunter Wilds was far too high. So he did an interview with Nikki, and I'm talking about the Capcom president, Haruto Tsujimoto, and he did say that, granted, this is back in May, that the company's internal sales goals for the first month did exceed 10 million units. But after that, the sales went down, and the president did place the blame on the barrier to entry on the PlayStation 5 store. Here's what he said, quote, "We also found that the barriers to PlayStation 5 are unexpectedly large. The console cost around $540, factoring in the cost of software and monthly subscriptions, it comes to around $675 at the same time of purchase. This is not easily affordable, or this is not an easily affordable price, especially for younger generations. The situation is not limited to Japan, but it's similar overseas. Our next challenge is to overcome these barriers and get Monster Hunter Wilds to more people. Sales and other events will begin in the future, so we are currently developing a strategy to take advantage of these opportunities to boost sales throughout the year." End quote. Now, since then, the sales for Monster Hunter Wilds has been stagnant, and the player reception for the game has been worse. So, despite the acclaim that it did get when it first came out, players are right now unhappy about the game's current state. Because right now on Steam, you get a mostly negative rating there. And that's because of the poor performance on PC. And that was not addressed in patch 1.021. But there might be an update later this month. I bet there's more people that are not happy, because a mayor in the Philippines got a really bad deal on some computing tech. PC Gamer did say that the former mayor paid about $175,000 for a 16 Intel 11th generation machine, or maybe multiple machines. Let's get into this. See, this was first reported by Tom's Hardware on August 27th, and they did share a post to their Facebook page and said that the previous mayor, Darwin Bajada, paid 10 million Philippine pesos, which is equivalent to $174,932, for a computer server, and it did share the image of the computer. Now, there was a quote that was attached to it to the current mayor, Sally A. Lopez, and she said, quote, "The price is too high and has not been tested whether it works or not. Former mayor paid immediately," end quote. And that was on her Facebook page. Now, there was some information about that stuff, and Lopez did have to clarify, because all that money went to a 16 generic computer with a 16 generic keyboard and monitor in one system. Now, the keyboard and mouse, which is the Jedel G17 combo, is currently on sale for 219 pesos, which is around $5. So with all that together, it costs about $90 for the full price. And Tom's Hardware did approximate the PC that would include a $60 UPS charge and $670 if you pick the parts on Newegg, and the costs were roughly around $12,000. Now, the math is not exact, but that is indeed far cheaper. People were still freaking out because, oh Medros, you're gonna love this. According to GamesRadar, there's a $650 Lego Pokemon set, and right now, nobody knows what it will include. So, CutterBricks04 did post a roundup of some of the prices and piece counts for the first Lego Pokemon wave, which was announced back in March, and that was on the Lego Leak Reddit thread. And he did promise that 3 18 plus kits, that's the age by the way, will launch on February 27th, 2026. For the Lego Insiders, that's anyone who did sign up for Lego Store, free membership, it'll be March 1st for the general shoppers. Now, one of those comes in at $60. Another one comes in at $200. These are the sets. And the third completes over 6,000 bricks, which is meant to be about $650. So, how much would you pay? Now keep in mind, nothing is solidified just yet. So, if this does come true, will you pay for it? You can let me know at Joe Brums on social media. That is mainly X and Blue Sky. But never fear, the International 2025 is coming. And Valve did say that the International 2025 for Dota 2 season is indeed coming. The defending champions, Team Liquid, will begin the campaign against Boom Esports, and Team Spirit will begin the competition with the match against Wildcard. 200 Esports did join in, and the Yakutu brothers, because Gaming Gladiators did withdraw last August. Team Navi will take on Team Tidebound, and Team Falcons will take on Nemesis. That's if I'm reading all this right. Now, the International will be in the group stage in the playoffs, and that begins Thursday, September 4th. 16 teams will compete in the Swiss system, with their win-loss record determining the opponents in the next round. And the top three teams in the group stage advance to the playoffs. It begins Thursday. Good luck to everybody. That was Esports Corner. Okay, according to GameSpot.com, we got a good list of games that's going to be coming from this year on into next year. I'm not going to go over everything because the list is freaking huge. But what we do know, September and October, I'll give you the full list, and even November. But everything else is going to be whatever. September, I Am Your Beast, Nine Souls, Hollow Knight Silksong, Cataclysmo, Paw Patrol World, Roadcraft, Deep Rock Galactic Survivor. October, Fallen Pit, Keeper, Ninja Gaiden 4, Bounty Star, The Morris Tale of Graveyard Clem, Moonlighter 2, The Endless Vault, and The Outer Worlds 2. November, Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Some of the ones that will be releasing later this year, scheduled to release in 2025, that's it, that is. Power Wash Simulator 2, Mixtape, and Witchbrook. Now there are quite a few more, but I'm just leaving it like that. But for 2026, High on Life 2, Fable, Subnautica 2, Freestyle Football 2, Super Meat Boy 3D, Tropico 7, Echo Weaver, and Gears of War E-Day. They wouldn't dare say GTA 6, now would they? But those are the games that are coming to Xbox Game Pass. And if they had a tabletop, they could probably put a 3D printed arcade on it. Yeah, according to PC Gamer, that did happen. And that was made by Sakura Retro Modding on Etsy, and right now it's being sold for $350. And this thing looks pretty good. In fact, on Reddit, there's a 17-second video on how this plays out. And if you got the cash, well, we could use it for Patreon. But if you got the cash beyond that, that might be something for you gamers. Oh, I did say Call of Duty, right? The movie is now greenlit because Paramount Studios made a deal with Activision. IGN did give the story, and that could be a movie now, because both companies did issue a joint statement where they said the partnership, quote, aims to bring the iconic Call of Duty universe to life on the big screen, delivering unforgettable cinematic event for fans worldwide, end quote. This will be Paramount and Activision. Right now, it's in the planning stages, so there's no known date for the movie. But if you want to play that on PlayStation 5, and let's say you got a PlayStation 4, or 3, or 2, or 1, you can upgrade to a PlayStation 5, and according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, if you do some now, Sony will be offering you a $100 voucher for the store. Now, this program will expire on September 20th, but if you did receive an email, you can claim the free PlayStation credit for the credit that you can get when you activate your new console by September 20th. Those that are upgrading from PlayStation 4 to 5, or PlayStation 5 to PlayStation 5 Slim, or any of those consoles to PlayStation 5 Pro will qualify for the offer. Now, if you purchase the console before August 26th and you still received an invite, you can still qualify so long as your PlayStation 5 was not activated before August 26th. So right now, if you want it, go get it. We'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news, people, because this has been a Don Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.